Last night was the first regular weeknight since 1996 without an episode of The O'Reilly Factor airing on TV. But the former Fox News host still spoke to his followers online. He gave a vision for the future of his website and podcast. Then he talked about what happened at Fox News.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out.
O'Reilly said he can't say a lot now because there is a lot going on, but the truth will come out.
And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken, as I am. There's a lot of stuff involved here. Now, I can't say any more because I just don't want to influence the flow of the information. Okay, I don't want the media to take what I say and misconstrue it. And you, as a loyal O'Reilly listener, have a right to know, I think, down the lane, what exactly happened. And we are working in that direction, okay?
He said his listeners have a right to know the truth, and it will come out eventually. He ended the podcast by thanking his loyal listeners.
So I hope you enjoyed the first edition of the No Spin News. I hope it wasn't boring. If we can improve it, let us know on the message boards, because we're ramping up this week. And, you know, this is all new, and we'll get better, and we'll get pithier, and we'll have a lot of fun going forward. Thank you for your loyalty and for being premium members. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow at 7 Eastern Time.
So this will be a daily podcast for O'Reilly, a world of a difference from the most watched show on cable news. By the way, there were no advertisements played before, during, or after the podcast. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.